Chapter 14. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing upon Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written upon their foreheads. And I heard a voice out of the heaven, as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of great thunder. And the voice which I heard was as of harp singers harping with their harps. And they sing a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song, save the 144,000 who were bought from the earth. These are they who have not been defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wheresoever it goes. These have been bought from men as firstfruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouths was no lie found, for they are blameless. Verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having the everlasting glad tidings to announce to those settled on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. And do homage to him who has made the heaven and the earth and the sea and fountains of waters. Verse 8. And another, a second angel, followed, saying, Great Babylon has fallen. Which of the wine of the fury of her fornication has made all nations drink. And another, a third angel, followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone do homage to the beast and its image, and receive a mark upon his forehead or upon his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the fury of God, prepared unmixed in the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tormented in fire and brimstone before the holy angels and before the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up to ages of ages, and they have no respite day and night who do homage to the beast and to its image. And if anyone receive the mark of its name, here is the endurance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Verse 13. And I heard a voice out of the heaven, saying, Write, Blessed the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labours, for their works follow with them. And I saw, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud one sitting like the Son of Man, having upon his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Send thy sickle and reap, for the hour of reaping is come, for the harvest of the earth is dried. And he that sat on the cloud put his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in the heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the altar, having power over fire, and called with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Send thy sharp sickle, and gather the bunches of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripened. And the angel put his sickle to the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast the bunches into the great winepress of the fury of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood went out of the winepress to the bits of the horses for 1,600 stadia.